fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and welcome to this 18 hours main news bulletin. The headlines. Government clarifies Bill No. 7 was presented in its original form. Government admits a delay led to visa denial for MPs headed to Europe. And Kenyan MPs accuse British soldiers of decades of sexual abuse. Present the news in detail. My name is Masuzi Mvula. Information and Media Minister Cornelius Moetoa has clarified that government presented Bill 7 to Parliament in its original form with the same content without any alteration and not the version submitted by the technical committee. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Moetoa has explained that Cabinet has resolved not to adopt the bill drafted by the technical committee, stating that there is not enough time to introduce a revised version within the remaining period of 1 year parliamentary sitting. He has emphasized that the government will instead submit the initial draft of Bill No. 7 as earlier proposed to ensure that the constitutional amendment process progresses without delay. Mr. Moetoa has since called on stakeholders to participate actively in the ongoing legislative process by making their submissions to the National Assembly as Parliament considers amendments to the Constitution through Bill No. 7.
I want to clarify this and place on record that Bill No. 7, which has been recalled back to the floor of the House, is the same bill, this same bill, with the same content, without any alteration whatsoever. It is the same bill. It is not the proposed bill by the technical committee.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe says visas for the 18 members of Parliament who were scheduled to travel to Germany and Geneva were denied because government failed to submit their applications to the German and Swiss embassies on time. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament, Mr. Haimbe has revealed that under current international guidelines, members of Parliament require between 10 and 14 days for visa approval. However, the applications were submitted only 5 days before the scheduled meetings. He has disclosed that the visa application for the Geneva-bound delegation set to attend the World Health Organization Global Forum from 1st to 5th December 2025 were also submitted just 5 days before the forum commenced. Last week, Bwana Mukubwa, Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi, informed the House that he and 17 other MPs were denied visas to travel to Berlin, prompting Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti to direct a ministerial statement issued on the matter.
In the case of the Honourable Member for Bwana Mukubwa and delegation, the request for visa issuance came within 5 working days and therefore could not be accommodated as it did not meet the fast track criteria. Similarly, the 18-member delegation applications were not submitted to the German embassy as the request for a note verbal was only made 5 days before the intended travel, making timely issuance impossible, particularly as the German embassy required recommendations for approval from Berlin owing to the size of the delegation.
Meanwhile, Mr. Haimbe has dismissed reports suggesting that the United States government has imposed a 60-day travel ban on Zambian citizens, saying the claims are false and misleading.
May I take this opportunity, Madam Speaker, to further offer clarification on false reports alleging that a 60-day travel ban has been imposed on Zambia by the United States of America. Very quickly, Madam Speaker, allow me to address the above matter. First and foremost, these reports that have been circulating and have been generated by one particular tabloid are false, misleading, and must be dismissed, Madam Speaker, with the contempt they deserve. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation confirms that no communication has been received from the government of the United States of America indicating any form of travel ban or new restrictions on Zambian citizens or government officials.
Bishop Victor Kalisha of Lufanyama District, Copperbelt Province, has apologized to Catholic priests and anyone who may have been hurt by his recent comments on the constitution amendment process. Bishop Kalisha said he did not intend to attack the Catholic Church, noting that media misinterpretation and misinformation contributed to the misunderstanding. He has acknowledged that the comments may have caused tension or hurt, particularly among Catholic priests, as well as young people and others who actively participate in national matters. He has expressed this deep respect for the Catholic Church, sharing that his own mother was Catholic and taught him the values of humility, service and love principles he says continue to guide him today. Bishop Kalisha has added that offering an apology is not a sign of weakness, but a demonstration of responsibility and a commitment to healing.
I also just want to create, an atmosphere of a friendship with the Catholic Church, which I was actually baptized in 1965 in Mikonfo, Luansha, and my mother was a staunch Catholic. My sisters and family, most of my family members, both from my wife's side and myself, are Catholics, and as such, I would like to take responsibility and retract the words that I might have injured many sectors of the community and the society.
The Occupational Health and Safety Institute Bill No. 17 of 2025 has passed the third reading in the National Assembly and now awaits presidential assent to become law. Ministry of Labour and Social Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwakandawa says the historic safety reform seeks to strengthen Zambia's occupational health and safety framework by continuing the existence of the Occupational Health and Safety Institute, redefining its functions and reconstituting its board to enhance governance, accountability and operational efficiency. In a statement, Ms. Ndawa says it also introduces health and safety committees in all workplaces to improve compliance and promote shared responsibility between employers and employees. She said once assented by the President Hage Ndehichilema, the new law will reappear and replace the Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 36 of 2010, signaling a major transition in the country's approach to safeguarding the health and well-being of workers. Ms. Ndawa says the current act, though effective over the past years, has notable limitations, including narrow sectoral coverage and inadequate enforcement mechanisms.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia has raised concerns that small industry players are failing to grow due to dominance of multinational firms. Association President Dr. Kafula Muranga said the situation has stifled the sector's overall development, noting that many locally owned oil marketing companies are unable to fully utilize their licenses due to lack of access to business opportunities within the industry. Mr. Muranga has described the shrinking market for small OMCs as worrying, adding that access to the national petroleum pipeline remains a major barrier for emerging players. He has since called for deliberate measures and policies aimed at prioritizing local OMCs to ensure sustainable growth of the sector.
Have shrinked that disappeared as OMC. You have most of them having licenses that they do not actually use. So actually the sector has not grown. It has grown only within a certain perimeter or within a certain circle of OMCs that have had easy access to the pipeline, and a few of those that are able to manage to bring in products via road, but most of these now the multinationals are able to move.